And this Saturday does see the running of the Streaky Bay Cup. Yes, the racing calendar on the Eyre Peninsula is continuing. And Sam Kirby from the Streaky Bay Racing Club joins us. Sam, good morning.
Good morning. How are we?
I am very well, thank you. And it's going to be a great weekend for the Streaky Bay Cup because it doesn't start with the cup itself. It starts on Friday, doesn't it?
Yeah, look, we traditionally always have a Calcutta at the Streaky Bay Hotel, and that will be again this year. And that will be held upstairs in the dining room. But we are actually all sold out of that. We will also have a guest speaker of Tony McAvoy, local trainer from the EP, is going to be in his hometown. So we're really excited to hear him talk there on the night as well.
Especially because it's not like the name McAvoy has any sort of real bearing to Streaky Bay Racing, does it?
No. It's a bit of a, you know, who are the McAvoys on the EP? No, we've definitely, with Kieran this year, it's going to be an exciting year. We're hopefully very shortly going to be having the actual statue of being bronzed so that we will be able to, hopefully by the end of the year, have that on display and open for everyone to have a look at. So, yeah, so McAvoy definitely is a big name over here on the EP.
Certainly great to hear that the statue should be ready in a small time, or a relatively small time frame, I should say. We're speaking with Sam Kirby from the Streaky Bay Racing Club this morning about the Streaky Bay Cup coming up on Saturday. And what can people expect when they get to the races on Saturday, Sam?
Okay, well, obviously with COVID, we're excited to be finally back. We did just before last year's Cup, we had 2 weeks out. We had every event, obviously, was cancelled. So we're excited to be back out there and actually having everybody available to come to the track this year. It might be a little different in the way that we have to get everybody to purchase tickets online this year. And we also will have, obviously, the COVID check-in. So that's really important that everybody sort of knows that there's going to be no tickets at the gate, that they've got to book online and also, obviously, do the check-in. But as far as once we get through that part, look, it's going to be the same sort of thing that we used to expect from Streaky Races, that we've got a great family atmosphere. There'll be kids' entertainment, so we'll have the jumping castle and face painting. That's always sort of something that's always there for the kids. We'll have the Pim's pop-up bar. There's Bay Function. We've got a sponsor there who's organised us for you to be able to have a nice little pop-up bar with Pim's and Pink Gin and you know, Grant Burge. Good selection of booze for the ladies if they like to come in there. It's general admission. We've got the Punners Club, which is run by none other than Philip McAvoy. So another McAvoy in the racing club.
Another one.
There's plenty of them out there, actually. And then, yeah, look, just the usual. We've got beautiful food on offer there and a great day out for everybody.
And where can people book their tickets online?
Yeah, MoshTix. So moshtix.com.au. I mean, I think Pot Lincoln have been using MoshTix as well for their race days. So it's the same one, MoshTix, and then just search Streaky Bay Racing Club and that'll bring it up for you to be able to book online.
Certainly going to be a great weekend up at Streaky Bay with the Streaky Bay Cup being run this Saturday afternoon. Sam Kirby from the Streaky Bay Racing Club, thanks for joining us and enjoy the weekend.
Thank you very much for having me.